Talk Live, you can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Again, we'll take your calls about anything, starting things out here this hour. The story from New York City and how it is that apparently there's still guns in that there city. I mean, they've had gun bans in New York City for a long time. They should be all cleared out by now, right? They ban them. People pay attention to that stuff. They hop to it when the government bans something, and they immediately rid their lives of whatever it is that has been banned, whatever the item is. I mean, there should not be any marijuana. There should be no cocaine, no guns at all in New York City. But shock and awe, there certainly are.
Certainly, even if we know that some people in society won't obey these bans, but I mean, the New York City Police Department is one of the largest police departments in the world, if not the largest police department in the world. Surely you can have the largest police department in the world. They would be able to handle something like making sure that its citizens don't carry around deadly weapons, especially deadly projectile weapons.
Well, I guess they need to tweak their program a little bit, Mark. According to the Associated Press, the mayor of New York City railed against gun violence on Friday, one day after a street peddler died in a shootout with police outside a hotel in bustling Times Square. Raymond Martinez, 25, was killed by...
You know, this is even worse. This is in Times Square. I mean, it's an island, people. You'd think you'd be able to keep guns off of the island of Manhattan. I mean, it's surrounded in water. The problem is that if you want to, you know, keep everybody from having a gun, you're going to have to crack so far down on everyone's freedom that they don't want to live where it is that you have this gun ban.
You'd have to do house-to-house searches and regular vehicle
searches.
You'd have to
shake people down.
Yeah. Well, Raymond, let's see what they're proposing here, because this guy, Martinez, was killed by a plainclothes sergeant Thursday after trading gunfire in an area crowded with tourists and holiday shoppers. Michael Bloomberg was asked about the shooting while appearing at a Manhattan charity event, and he used the question to discuss one of his signature issues. Now, this guy's a Republican, right?
Yes.
Illegal firearms and gun violence in New York and other big cities. We have got to stop this, Bloomberg said. This is one of the great public health threats, and our police officers are clearly in danger. My goodness, we can't
have
that.
They're the ones with the guns. Why are they in danger?
Investigators were trying to determine whether...
The guns are so dangerous, why are you giving them to the cops?
Investigators were trying to determine whether Martinez was selling illegal weapons before he was fatally wounded in the taxi area of the landmark Marriott Marquis Hotel. They say the gun he fired was reported stolen in Richmond, Virginia, back in October. We keep getting this lesson every day, said Bloomberg. If you think of all the publicity about the terrible tragedy of Virginia Tech, we have a Virginia Tech in this country every day. It's just spread across 50 states. Police say Martinez was carrying several business cards linked to Virginia gun dealers near Richmond, in Hampton Roads, and in Ivor. All the gun shops declined to comment. One card had a handwritten message on the back: I just finished watching The Last Dragon. I feel sorry for a cop if he think I'm getting into his paddy wagon. According to police, it's unclear who wrote the message, apparently referencing a 1985 martial arts movie. The shootout occurred in the theater district. Bullets shattered windows at the Broadway Baby souvenir store and a box office. Broadway Baby manager Jonathan Ehrlich was still reeling Friday. Police said he was lucky to be alive. He said he heard boom, boom, boom and a quick splat of glass before ducking behind the counter. That was a bullet, he recalled, screaming. The slug sliced down the center of a book about the show Wicked, struck a souvenir baseball, and lodged in a shelf holding I Love New York t-shirts. It's insane. No one else got hurt, said Ehrlich. And it is, you know, fortunate that this man was not
absolutely
injured. Certainly. But why, if they wouldn't have banned guns in the first place, then they wouldn't have been investigating this guy for selling illegal guns, because the guns he would have been selling, he wouldn't have necessarily had to have been selling on the street, because people in New York would have been able to go to gun shops to buy them. So this entire horrific incident that has stirred people up and has made it, you know, the mayor has commented and people have been freaked out because, hey, gunfire anywhere is, if you're in a city location, is kind of a freaky thing. If you're out here in the woods in New Hampshire, it's no big deal. People pop off rounds out in their property all the time.
Yeah, we call it, my neighbors and I just go out and, my neighbors around me go around and shoot and that kind of thing. And they call it returning fire. You know, somebody's shooting and they go out and they shoot at their targets and all that stuff.
So the point here, though, is that if there were no prohibition on guns, if there was no prohibition on guns, number one, people could actually defend themselves, of course. That's the most obvious point. They'd be able to carry weapons to defend themselves from violent criminals. But people like this would not need to be dealing guns on street level because they would be put out of business by all the legitimate gun dealers operating at a shop level.
Well, I think that it's simple-minded to I don't want to suggest that there wouldn't be crime in a world where everybody was allowed to have a weapon to defend themselves, where they had the right to keep and bear arms, as our Constitution says they should. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be crime. However, people would be better able to handle that crime. Right now, if crime goes on, what do you get to do? You call 911 and hope that you survive for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes.
So what actually happened here? Well, Sergeant Christopher Newsom operates a task force that monitors aggressive panhandling and was patrolling with an anti-crime unit. He recognized Martinez and his brother from past run-ins, asked to see tax stamps required for street peddling. Martinez ran, Newsom pursued. Martinez turned and fired a machine pistol that held 30 rounds, getting off two shots before it jammed, police said. The officer fired four times, striking Martinez in the chest and arms. He said in the shooting preliminarily appeared to be within department guidelines, which allow for deadly force when an officer's life is threatened. And maybe that's the case. I mean, if the guy was shooting at a cop, by their own justifications, it's justified for the cop to shoot back. But the entire thing was unnecessary. And that's really the point I wanted to make here. What are they going to do about this? How are they going to...
Well, aggressive panhandling. I mean, I think people should be able to buy and sell, on their own property, and, that should be okay. Public property makes things much more difficult because, well, everybody in the public supposedly has the right to be there. So if you have the right to be someplace, shouldn't you have the right to sell while you're buy and sell while you're there? So, I mean, it makes a much more difficult issue.
Yep. So, by the way, it's not uncommon for the police to arrest hawkers on more serious charges. The captain said there have been more than 400 peddler arrests this year, and illegal activity has been increasing. Police said that Martinez brothers were cited previously for not having their stamps. They were also suspected of running a scam, asking someone's name, writing it on a CD, and then demanding payment of $10. So were these the most upstanding members of society? Maybe not. But then again, there are a lot of things that could have prevented all of this from happening. Number one, having private property would prevent panhandling big time in comparison to the public property situation that we have today. Because if property is owned privately, then the private property owners have a much greater incentive to ensure that their customers are not being hassled by panhandlers. One time I was going into a grocery store down in Florida, and there was some guy panhandling right outside the grocery store's front doors. And I went in, and I informed the manager that was going on outside. I thought the manager would want to know about something like that.
Not great for business.
Yeah, get that guy out of here. It's your private property. You have the right to do it. But if you're in a public place, then everybody has the supposed right to be there. And like you say, Mark, they should be able to sell stuff if they want to. It's supposedly their property too, right? So private property would solve the panhandler issue, I think, in a major way. And, of course, not banning firearms in the first place would solve the issue of shootouts in the streets with gun dealers, period. So more freedom's the answer here, but you're not going to hear Bloomberg proposing that. And he doesn't actually have a proposal. He's just crying for his, his police officers, saying, we've got to stop this. There's so much violence, so many gunshots.
Our men with guns are having to deal with men with guns.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Isn't that what they're there for?
Yeah, toll free number here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And some of the men with guns are going to be getting paid more at the federal level. Actually, all federal bureaucrats. You're going to tell us about that, Mark. But we'd rather hear from you about whatever's on your mind. In fact, Frank is on the line in New York, and I'm sure we'll get to him coming up here. And I think he was there for this. We'll find out. You can bring up anything. Toll free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features, they're free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, even the Free Talk Live listen lines, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls. But first, I want to tell you about Manchester Brewing. It was founded by an alien race of reptiles called the Slore, who live beneath the Stapleton Airport and secretly control the Illuminati. Find out more at ManchesterBrewing.com. as we continue here and talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening and happy Hanukkah to everyone tonight. It's very disturbing about the shooting in Times Square, not only from the person that, you know, had the illegal semi-automatic little machine pistol, but also the fact, some things that have come out in the last day, that the two brothers actually had permits. They were able to vend their CDs in Times Square. So in a sense, the one brother that flipped out and shot Helter Skelter, it was very irrational, and what they should have done was just show him the permit that allowed them to vend on the public street. But what's really sad is the fact that in New York, and it's gone on for quite some time, that it is illegal to own a private handgun or rifle without a permit, and the permits are very difficult to obtain. But the bankers at Goldman Sachs and other institutions are getting permits for guns very quickly now. That seems to be the new trend. And also,
well, it's always been that way, from my understanding. If you are somebody who's very, very well connected and financially well off, you can manage to finagle, permits for your bodyguards and that sort of thing.
And with Mayor Mike Bloomberg, I mean, he's one of the wealthiest men in the world. He's a billionaire many times over, and he always has a private security detail of 20 bodyguards, all fully armed and licensed to do that. So he can talk about, the dangers of handguns without worrying. I think it would be different if he wasn't allowed to have 20 bodyguards armed with the, you know, automatic and semi-automatic weapons, that he may have a different point of view. But that having been said, what is sad about New York is that the city violates the Second Amendment to the Constitution, and the case that was heard about a year ago or a year and a half ago in Washington, D.C., where it found the District of Columbia to have violated the constitutional rights of the individuals by not allowing them to have handguns within the District of Columbia. What should happen is there should be a case brought in New York that actually challenges the legality of the city of New York to prohibit handguns or rifles in violation of the Second Amendment to the Constitution.
That has never happened?
No, but it should. That would be the ideal
test case. In the history of the New York gun ban, in a city of millions of people, no one has ever brought a lawsuit against their ban.
No, but they should do that. And they should do that. That should be the first case. Just as
but in order to do that, they have to get busted for possession first, right?
Well, actually, that would be the case, or no, it's a violation of the rights under the Constitution. They could actually bring a case in the New York state courts.
It's so hard to get
standing. Regarding the violation of civil rights, which it does. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, according to the Supreme Court. So, in a sense, I think that's an urgency that the political individuals don't want that to happen up here. So they're going to do everything in their power not to allow that to happen.
Sure.
But I wanted to also make the case that, in a sense, we have to be mindful of the fact that there are many innocents that are killed by, unintended gunfire in New York every month. And most recently, there was a case of school children in the Bronx returning from school, going home, where they were shot and killed by stray bullets from, gangster bangers or whatever sort of the whatever the hip hop slang term is, and that's very tragic.
Which also would not be happening if there were no prohibitions on drugs or prostitution or gambling or whatever other guns.
As long as there are prohibitions, there
are products and services for gangsters to traffic in.
Right.
And if there weren't prohibitions, then those people would have nothing to do business in.
And one thing I wanted to say too, that you have to be mindful too, over the last 15 years, when many cities in the country, such as Pittsburgh, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York City, Washington, D.C., Boston, many cities have a thing whereby if you turn in handguns or rifles during Christmas, you'll get maybe a $50 gift certificate or something. And that's been going on for a long time. And the FBI discovered that many of the illegal guns that have been resold in Virginia and that materialize in different parts of the country actually come from these programs. There have been police departments in many urban cities whereby the police, instead of destroying the guns, would actually take them down and sell them at tremendous profit to themselves. No one has mentioned too much about that because the FBI, you know, has investigated it. They have the evidence, but, you know, the way the system works, they're not going to, you know...
Why would the FBI want to really come down too hard on these other police departments?
That's correct.
Because it'll reveal the corruption, right?
Exactly. And this is something we have to be aware of. Many cities in America over the last 15 years have had consent decrees, whereby in Pittsburgh, for example, the city was notorious for violating the civil rights of individuals, doing racial profiling and police misconduct. As a result, under Clinton's administration, the Justice Department actually took over the police department with a consent decree, and it was for about 5 or 6 years before the city of Pittsburgh could actually run their own police department after that. And that's happened in many other cities around the country. And you have to be aware that, in a sense, you know, the police have their own agenda, and in a sense, it's very tragic. Corruption, I think, is even stronger now than it was 30 years ago. And
I don't know. Do you have anything to base that statement on?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have anything to actually base that statement on? Because today we know more about corruption because the information travels faster. It's more accessible than it was 30 years ago. I think the corruption was probably still there. Of course, you could make the statement that there's more opportunity to be corrupt because there's more prohibited these days. There are more laws that one could be corrupt about. I suppose you could say that.
Correct. But just think back 30 years ago to the real-life police corruption tales, especially in New York, that made it into popular movies, such as Serpico and the French Connection, all sorts of other events that were actually based upon real events and things. So in a sense, there really hasn't been a change in the culture of policing in this country. In fact, if anything, the recruits are having less and less intelligence. They're less aware of the civil rights. And now with Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security Act, you have sort of even less and less of an awareness of things such as the Miranda.
That's all true. In fact, we had a police instructor essentially tell us that he quit the business of instructing the police because he's so sickened with the poor quality of police recruits these days.
Correct.
But is that corruption as much as it is just willful ignorance? I mean, isn't it corruption when you know that what you're doing is wrong, whereas
not
you're
necessarily
just a dummy?
It's the effect. It's the outcome that determines the corruption. So even if you're doing it, let's say, in a non-premeditated fashion, it's still corruption.
Well said, Frank. Thank you, as always. Appreciate it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Head on over to the Facebook profile and become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Again, that's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com. And they make it easy, because all you have to do is go to startpage.com. They got a little widget there, and it goes right into your little browser. Startpage.com.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. By the way, I was poking around one of the industry emails I got today from, I'm signed up to a few different daily email lists to kind of keep in the loop on what's going on in the radio world. They were talking
sure,
about
none of them were going to tell us otherwise.
They were talking about how one of the other talk show hosts out there, Laura Ingraham, this Rush Limbaugh wannabe chick talk show host.
She's pretty popular.
She is pretty popular. So that's what I wanted to comment on was her popularity here. They were talking about how she's got a brand new website or whatever, so I figured I'd go and see what's all the talk about. Didn't look too special to me. But one of the things I noticed there was that they have the Laura Ingraham fan list over on Facebook. She's got her own little Facebook fan page thing. She only has about 20 more fans than we do.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Free Talk Live is going to be the best kept secret for a long time. We just don't have the sales mechanism behind these things. They have to run a huge business. These shows do, and they get the rates for it. And you know, we don't have that marketing arm. We don't have that sales arm. And you know, it's gonna be a while. We're growing slow.
2,988 is what she has. We have 2,966. So help push us past the talk radio Rush Limbaugh wannabe chick at Facebook.freetalklive.com. Now, how many does Rush have? Does he even have a Facebook account? We need to find these things
certainly
out.
Certainly has to have it.
All right. So we can continue here and take your calls about what you want. Scott is in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling about unintended consequences. As we know, when the government does something, things happen that they didn't intend, right? And recently in Winnipeg, there have been these huge drug sweeps of gangs and Hells Angels and stuff like this, and the police have been trotting out all the drugs they've confiscated and all the guns and blah, 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 right?
Keep it
hey,
safe.
Hey, right? That's our right. Problems are over. But now what we see in Winnipeg are more shootings in the street and gang wars because the top players are taken out. So now people are fighting the turf war over who's going to control the drug trade. And that's what you get.
Yeah.
With this stuff. And yesterday, I was at a tobacco shop yesterday, a tobacconist shop, like a high-end sort of place.
Okay, sure.
With my friend. And we walked in there, and I thought, you know, if marijuana was not prohibited, this is where you would go to get your specialties. He had like 50 different, flavors of tobacco on the wall, and these nice things. He's wearing a suit. It's all very upscale. You know, this is where you would go to buy your niche tobacco or marijuana instead of a thug on the street. And I wish more people could see that and get that. Most people just think, drugs are bad, okay, and they don't go beyond that, but they don't see that the gang wars happened because of the prohibition. And I think this is a good example here in Winnipeg where these big-time players were taken out, and now there's more shootings in the street because of it.
Yep, it's so true. It seems so obvious. I don't know why people don't understand it. What is so hard to understand about that? It's the same thing that happened with alcohol prohibition. It's just the product is different. That's all. That's all that's different.
It's the trust and belief that the government knows what's good for you. And that's the problem, is that too many people don't think for themselves. You know?
It's funny. They don't really believe that. Most people will say that they politicians lying when his lips are moving. But
yeah.
These are the same people that they trust to run their government.
It's
absolutely bizarre.
I don't understand how it happens in their mind when it's sort of the joke where you have 10 government workers standing around and only one is working, right?
Yeah,
But yet, when it really comes down to doing something about it or really talking seriously about it, even though they have that in their mind, they're not willing to really make the leap that, well, maybe you should get rid of this inefficient organization that's trying to control everybody's life. You know,
yeah.
That's a huge leap that, you know, I'm not sure how to get people there. I got there. You guys got there.
It takes time.
So,
it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes patience, consistency, and honing your message.
That's... And the evidence grows. The evidence for how much government sucks, you know, it grows in like.
It's true. The longer government exists, the more evidence they provide to us. I mean, the great recent example that we talked about this week was how the TSA has apparently released their entire security manual accidentally. So, I mean, these people can't even secure their own documents. You think they can secure airplanes? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you. Hey, since he brought up the prohibition issue, let's continue with that line of thought here. And another factor about prohibition that needs to be made clear to people. And that is that prohibition, not only does it increase violence, not only does it increase criminal acts in that people will rob and pillage and break in and do horrible things in order to get things to sell, to pawn, to get cash, to buy drugs with, for instance, but also prohibition hurts people in that the drugs themselves become more dangerous. The drugs become more likely to be impure, improperly manufactured because they're being manufactured in questionable conditions in back home laboratories and things like that. Little Rock, Arkansas, according to the AP, nearly a third of all cocaine seized in the United States is laced with a dangerous veterinary medicine, a livestock deworming drug that might enhance cocaine's effects, but has been blamed in at least 3 deaths and scores of serious illnesses. The medication called levamisole has...
Before you go on, I'd like to point out that more people die from prescription drugs. I mean, this is 3 deaths, okay? If you had any concept as to how many people die from the prescription drugs that they take in the manner that they are prescribed to take them...
It's true.
You
hundreds of 100 over 100,000 a year, right?
It's a number just like it's big. I don't know how many it is precisely, but I think 100,000 sounds right.
I know it's more than that. I believe it is more than 100,000.
And they're worried about 3 people here, but it's a good example.
But people are getting sick, too, beyond it's nasty, right? And this is what's happening is these dealers are cutting their cocaine with this drug, Labamisol. It's killed at least 3 people and sickened more than 100 others. Now, remember, those are only the ones that went to the hospital and reported that they were sickened by taking cocaine. How many of them just got sick and sweated it out and stayed home, right? You don't know. It can be used in humans to treat colorectal cancer, but it severely weakens the body's immune system, leaving patients vulnerable to fatal infections. And most of them don't know they're getting this in their cocaine. They think they're just taking coke, and they don't know what it's being cut with. Scientific studies suggest Labamisol might give cocaine a more intense high, possibly by increasing levels of dopamine, the brain's feel-good neurotransmitters. DEA documents reviewed by the AP indicate that 30% of all U.S. cocaine seizures are tainted with the drug, and health officials told the AP that most physicians know virtually nothing about its risks. I'd think it'd be fair to say the vast majority of doctors in the United States have no idea this is going on, said the assistant director of the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center in Denver, where as much as half of the cocaine is believed to contain Labamisol. You can't diagnose a disease you've never heard of. Authorities believe cocaine manufacturers are adding Labamisol down in Colombia before the cocaine is even smuggled into the United States and Canada to be sold as white powder or crack. Economic pressures may also play a role. Decreased supply in the U.S. has raised cocaine prices and lowered street-level purity. Cocaine traffickers may believe Labamisol adds an extra boost to an otherwise weakened product. Labamisol started showing up frequently in cocaine from Colombia back in January of 2008, and by late last year, the DEA concluded that the spiked cocaine was in wide circulation. At the same time, hospitals around the country began noticing more cocaine users coming in with a granulocytosis, an illness that suppresses white blood cells necessary to fight off infections. So it's bad enough that the cokeheads are staying up all night snorting cocaine.
Yeah, they can't be in real good shape.
That's gonna weaken your immune system right there, and they're actually snorting coke that has been cut with a product that actually weakens your immune system. So this is again another example of how it is that prohibition puts people in greater danger than they were ever in before prohibition happened.
Agreed. I mean, they're going to do what they're, you know, these people are going to do the drugs that they're going to do. If any of them are listening, I would recommend, hey, you know, lay off the coke, but, you know, they're not going to listen.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. You dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Martin. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Julia joining us for the remainder of the program here tonight. And you just joined us, Julia, as we were discussing one of the consequences of prohibition, as we have so many times in the past. But as Scott pointed out from Winnipeg earlier, some people just don't get this stuff. And so it behooves us to come back to it from time to time and revisit this issue. Of course, it's talk radio. That's what we do, right? There are only so many issues out there. We're going to come back to them again and again. And this is one of the best ones because it really just shows how destructive the government can really be. That in their intentions, they want to, you know, help people, supposedly, right? They want to stop people from using these dangerous drugs. And that's, you know, that is probably good intentions on their part. They believe they know what people's lives should be like, and they want to, you know, sculpt them in a certain way. I don't necessarily agree with those intentions. I personally find that not so good, but they probably believe they're doing good, don't you think? The government people?
I'd say some of them believe they're doing good, and some of them probably know the evil they're doing.
I think that they like the, of course, I mean, you know, even drug users will tell you that a world without drugs is probably a better thing, that you know, we shouldn't make drugs legal.
Some drug users will say that. I'd agree with them.
Most of them would, at least that's from my experience. I don't know. I mean,
thank goodness for drugs. I appreciate them.
But drugs make our lives better in so many ways, and some of them are recreation, some people use for recreational purposes, and I certainly have in my past, and I would choose to use some now, and it's not others. But you know, these the idea that the bureaucrats, you know, I think they get to the point where it's like the ends justify the means. You know, if you've got to take a 130 pound marijuana smoker and throw him against the wall and hurt him and all that other stuff in order to get drugs off the street, it's worth it.
Right, the utopian society, this vision that they could somehow actually successfully get drugs off the streets is just ludicrous, because it suggests that that people would stop demanding to alter their consciousness, and animals alter their consciousness. Deer will go and nibble on buds off a marijuana plant. Animals will eat fermented fruit, and they will get in, they'll become drunk from that. So it's a completely natural process, the process of wanting to alter one's own consciousness. So to believe that through the law or through the enforcement thereof, that they could somehow put a stop to that ever is just completely delusional on their part.
Not to mention that they themselves, at least I'd say the majority of them, enjoy altering their consciousness in the legal form of alcohol, which in my opinion is one of the hardest drugs out there.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever seen somebody who's been wasted drunk, crapping their pants, puking everywhere, having to been taken to the hospital, it absolutely is a very hard drug. So it's important to talk about the issue of prohibition and the consequences of prohibition because, well, even though people in this day and age learn about alcohol prohibition, maybe it's, a page in their history textbook when they're in high school. It's certainly not anything that they focus a significant amount of time on. I don't recall doing that. Do either of you recall in high school spending any significant amount of time learning about alcohol prohibition?
No.
Do you ever have to do a report on it?
I don't think a report. I mean, we talked about it.
Yeah, I don't recall much at all beyond just learning the very basics. But so it's important to talk about how it's all happening over again. And let's go to Dave in Montana to get his thoughts on this. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys?
Super.
I think the drugs are illegal so that they could get the most money off of them. That's why they're illegal. It's not because they want to save us from getting high or hurting ourselves. It's because there's corrupt people in power that know if whatever you make against the law, they could get the top dollar for, and whoever has the big monopoly on it is the big boss.
Yeah, well, okay, I guess
that's
you're right.
That's the only
not necessarily
reason
directly
why drugs
that,
are getting.
But it's not necessarily that, politicians are dealing drugs directly, but they may
be
benefiting.
No, they got their hand sticking out of their back with their hand wide open, and money's being dropped in it.
Sure,
The government loves it because it finances all their covert wars and all their covert actions. It's a great black market, money market.
The politicians get big contributions from cigarette dealers and alcohol distributors because, well, if prohibition continues against recreational drugs, then cigarettes and alcohol and the other legal drugs will continue to have the lion's share of the marketplace as far as the legal market is concerned. So certainly there's a lot of money being moved around. And what drug dealer, what street dealer is going to be in favor of ending prohibition? There aren't very many of them because, well, then all their profits will be sliced.
And then the other aspect is that they give so much tax dollars out amongst the corruptibles. All these corrupted people, they get the tax dollars. So they send the tax drug war money all around, but they're stuffing half of it in their pockets. They're paying off their little squealers and everything, it's just a whole bunch of corruptness. And marijuana is illegal only because it will feed you, clothe you, house you, and make fuel for you. And that's why it's illegal. They don't want us to have it because it can make us independent and strong.
Yeah, and it might even, keep you healthy as well.
It's the most nutritious food known to mankind.
It's got omega-3s in it or something, right? Omega-something or other.
The sixes, the threes, all your omegas, it's 33%
protein. Wayne was in here one night eating hemp seeds or something like that.
Yeah, it's the most digestible
more
protein.
Protein than soy and stuff like that.
Yeah,
a lot of protein.
Soy is genic, GMOs, all GMO. They didn't GMO hemp. You don't need fertilizer. You don't need pesticides.
It's not going to be
you don't need fertilizer for weed.
That's for sure.
Because it's a weed. It just grows.
Thank you so much, as always, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. By the way, Dave's been hanging out in the Free Talk Live chat room. Don't know if he's there tonight, but you can always go to chat.freetalklive.com and look for him there.
Yeah, I think that one thing that Dave, in explaining why marijuana is still legal, it's probably illegal. It probably bears mentioning that it's the easiest drug to find. And the people that make drugs illegal, that enforce these things, they know that, and they know that, you know, a lot of their budget comes from finding marijuana. If they're having a difficult time finding drugs, then, well, you know, they're not going to get as much of a budget.
That's not true, because they'll still get a budget if they can't find drugs. Remember, when government fails, it gets more money. When government succeeds, it's true. When government fails, they get more money because, well, we need more troops. We need more enforcers. We need more raids. We need more money. Clearly, we are not funded well enough to get this drug prohibition thing going. We have to keep the drugs off the streets, and we need more funding to do that. Or if they're doing, they're actually interdicting and they're stealing people's drugs from them. They're, you know, whatever that, like Scott was talking earlier, bragging about all the drugs that they're stealing. Then that's justification for greater funding as well. Well, look how good we're doing. We need more funding now so we can do even better. Any way you cut it, they will argue for more money, and they'll get it, because who doesn't want to stop illegal drugs, right? Well, I don't, because I understand it can't be stopped. And I understand that in order to help keep people safe, if that's what these people really want, and I think Dave's right, I think most of them just want to profit from the illegality of drugs through some way or another. But if they really want to keep people safe, then they should decriminalize all illegal drugs completely.
I feel like there's a lot of people out there who have been so brainwashed and poisoned that they really don't care. I mean, even average citizens, that, like, to them, the safety aspect means nothing to them. And when I heard this story when I walked in, it's about there being other substances in cocaine before it even makes it to the U.S., and that's actually doing damage to people. I think a lot of people would say to that, well, you shouldn't be doing that. So, haha.
Got what you deserve, druggie.
Yep.
So it is something that is important to talk about, and people are getting sick. And when you do read about the different stories, whether it's this coke that's being cut with Lovemasol, or whether it's, you know, kids dying at a rave party because they, not because of the drugs necessarily, but because they've overheated. But in many cases, when you hear about people dying as a result of illicit drug use, it has to do with the fact that those drugs are prohibited. People that are taking heroin that a dose is too strong, they thought it was not as strong as it was because, well, the last dose was okay. This dose happened to be 10 times stronger. The dealer didn't know. They didn't know until they shot it up. They ended up dying as a result of that. This stuff happens. But it wouldn't happen as often if all of these products were legal. Anyway, more come up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.